You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Stephen Christopher, CEO of Sequus Marketing Technologies in Denver, Colorado, who loves helping business owners grow companies with digital marketing. Stephen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you having me on.
You're more than welcome. So I've always heard that we are supposed to be blogging on our websites, but I'm sure the average person does not have a clue how often or what they should be writing about. Touch base on that, if you would.
Absolutely. Yeah, so blogging is really important when it comes to how Google and other search engines see your website and how they rank you. So it's something that a lot of business owners know that they need to do, but most of us are busy. We're running a business. So how do you find time? So over the years, I've come up with a couple tricks that have really helped me and my clients find time. As far as blogging goes, a lot of us have time in our car. We're driving in the car. We're not really necessarily doing anything. Starting to audio record your content as you're having thoughts about, you know, things that you can be communicating with your clients on your blog. This is a great time and a great strategy to get that content down. Find a good audio recording app. Most of our phones already have them, and just kind of chat to yourself through the while you're in your car going anywhere. And then there's a bunch of free transcription apps. You can get the content transcribed, kind of skim back through it, and then now within a couple minutes, you immediately have a blog post. Saves a ton of time. Also, a lot of people ask about how often they should be blogging. That all depends on your industry, and it kind of depends on what your competition is doing. We want all of our customers to really revolutionize their industry, so we want them to be leaders. So go out and look and see what is your competition doing, and do at least match that or do a little bit more. A general rule of thumb is you want to probably do at least one blog a month, but I would shoot for 2 to 3 if you really want to be a leader in your industry.
That's certainly some good advice. What are some ways to make blogging easier, especially for those who do not have time to sit down and write a post that often? Take that a little bit further. I know you touched on some ideas.
Yeah, so aside from recording audio content while you're driving, a lot of us have great ideas when we least expect it. So I personally use Evernote. I just always have a blog topic page open, and as I'm in the shower, driving in the car, just going from meeting to meeting, or even during a meeting when somebody says something that sparks an idea, jot that down in a, an Evernote, a Word document. So now when you go to sit down and actually write a blog or record a blog, you have a list of topics right in front of you. Because a lot of us get caught up in the blank page syndrome where when we're ready to write a blog, we're like, oh man, what on earth am I going to talk about? Well, now you've solved that problem by always having a list of topics right in front of you.
Looking at online marketing and reviews, how important are reviews for online marketing?
Reviews are crucial when it comes to online marketing, and they've become drastically more important than they were even 3 or 5 years ago. I mean, just look at the way that you process information as a consumer. When you go to buy something, how often are you looking at the reviews in order to make your decision? I mean, for most of us, the answer is, we base a lot of our buying decisions on reviews. Even if we're going to go into a store to buy something, we're going to look at the reviews prior to that. And even stores like Best Buy now, you go in to buy something, and on the little sticker tag in the store, it shows how many reviews that product has and how many stars it has. And then you can actually go right to that webpage with a QR code. So reviews are crucial to get as a business owner. And something that you absolutely need to focus on, because Google and other search engines take those reviews what the rankings for the reviews are, and then also what content is in the reviews into consideration when they're deciding what websites to rank and who's going to rank at the top.
I like the idea there. Now, getting reviews is hard. Are there any tips or tricks to getting more?
Yeah, reviews, kind of like blogging, it's something that it's difficult, and we have to make time for it, and we have to create strategies around it. So what we do with our clients and what we recommend to them is create internal strategies for consistently asking for reviews, whether that's you as the business owner asking for reviews or going back and talking to happy clients, or creating some way for your staff to ask for reviews. And you can do some internal incentives, such as, you know, every staff member that gets a review on Google or Yelp gets $10, or maybe they get a free cup of free Starbucks. So be creative when you're thinking about how to get reviews. But the most important thing is to do it consistently and make sure that it's so well known within your organization how important it is to get reviews, so that now you just build that into your culture that your team consistently asks for those reviews. It's okay. It's standard today to ask somebody for a review. So you don't need to feel guilty or uncomfortable asking a customer for a review.
Thanks for that insight there. Today we're joined by Stephen Christopher, CEO of Sequus Marketing Technologies in Denver, Colorado, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Stephen, what website should one focus on getting reviews on? There's so many, like Google, Yelp, Facebook, City Search, Angie's List, etc. Tell us where we should be trying to get more reviews on.
Everybody's going to be a little bit different. So what works for a chiropractor in Seattle is not necessarily going to work for a plumber in Brooklyn. And the way to find out what you want to focus on or what site you want to focus on getting reviews is simply go online, search for a couple of the key terms in your industry, for example, plumber in Brooklyn, and see what comes up. Sometimes Yelp and Google will be the first two to come up. Sometimes it'll be Angie's List. Sometimes it'll be Facebook. Sometimes it'll be City Search. Find out what sites are coming up first or at the top of in the top of rankings, and then put some focus on those. As a side note, Google is always going to be one of the most important ones, especially if you're a local business, but even if you're a national business, because as we all know, Google is kind of the king of search engines. So if you get reviews on their site, that's going to play into your overall rankings no matter where you are. So always focus on Google, but make sure you're focusing on one or two of the other ones that are showing up in your local area for your list of services or products.
What's going on with Google Maps? Let's say, for example, I used to show up on the first page, but now Google only shows 3 map listings at this time.
Yeah, great question, Eric. So a month or two months ago, Google made some changes to their maps or their local listings algorithm, where there used to be about 7 spots or 7 companies that showed up in maps listings when you Googled a service or a product in your area. Well, that algorithm has since changed. Now Google's only showing 3 results where there used to be 7. So if you were 4th through 7th, showing up on the first page in Google Maps, you're gone. So it's even more important now. This actually ties back into reviews. It's important to get reviews to show up on Google Maps listings, because now you have to be in the top 1 to 3 spots. And the other thing that Google has changed is it used to show the company's phone number and website in the search result on Maps, and that's no longer the case. Now you actually have to click on the Maps listing in order to show the website. So what's happening here is Google's testing out a couple different things, but most likely what they're moving towards, they're actually testing this in California, is there's going to be some sort of paid option to start showing up in Maps. So get ready, keep your eyes open for that.
Lastly, how come more people are coming to say, like, my website, I'm increasing the visitor rate, but I'm not getting more business? What is missing here?
So a lot of people hire companies like ours to increase the number of visitors to their website, thinking that that's going to be the end-all be-all for increasing their revenue. Double the traffic to the website, therefore I'm going to double my revenue. That's not the case at all. They overlook one of the most important things when it comes to online marketing, and that's conversion. So if your current site is getting a couple hundred or a couple thousand visitors a month and you're not getting that much business from those, doubling the traffic isn't really going to help you in that situation very much. You need to take a look at the website that you have and find out why it's not converting. What are you offering to your client on the website? Chances are you probably have too much information on the homepage. You're not offering any sort of true value add, whether that's a tool or a calculator or a download or a sign up for coupons or deals. You probably don't have something like that on your site, or if you do, it's getting lost in all of this stuff that so many clients, when they come to us initially, have on their website. Unfortunately, customers don't always want to know the whole story about your business and how you and your grandfather started it, you know, 50 years ago and all the troubles that you had, and here's every single service that you do. You need to make sure your homepage is concise. So you want to pick 1 to 3 primary objectives that you want visitors to do when they get to your site, and then get rid of most of the other stuff, especially on your homepage. So make sure you have really good calls to action so that you can actually convert the people that are coming to the site currently, and then start worrying about doubling and tripling and driving more traffic to the site.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Sequiz Marketing Technologies and how they can be in touch.
Sure. You can just go to our website, www.sequiz.com. It's SEEQUS.com. And you can even run a free evaluator tool on our site. It's just sequiz.com/free. It'll tell you a little bit about your website, maybe some areas that you can improve, and ways to start ranking better online.
Well, certainly some very helpful information. Mr. Christopher, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Stephen Christopher, CEO of Sequiz Marketing Technologies, located in Denver, Colorado. And once again, for more information, simply visit sequiz.com. This is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.